This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are. Whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Great show. Shout out to our promo staff, Osita, who always does a great job. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. There we go. Shout out to our engineer, Aaron, who is in the building. He has kept us on the air and on YouTube and Twitch. And the great staff here at Spectators and all of you. It has been a great, great time. And as well as our guy Tyler back at the station keeping us on the air and doing his thing as well. All right, before we get to T-Mill's Best Bets where we make you a little cash, I feel like both of you degenerates lost money over the last couple of days. I was thinking about y'all from y'all bets on Wednesday, but make you some cash coming up in just a bit. Don't worry. They're gonna end it in the bank. Had a good week, 65% in the green. They'll end it in the bank, so you can trust these guys, kinda. So stay tuned for that. T-Mill's Best Bets here in a bit. Remember, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Houston Texans, John Harris, our guy, draft guru, also sideline reporter for the Texans. They're up next to discuss the Jalen Petrie contract. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And John Harris, is this right? His mock draft 18?
I just made that up.
Mock draft 18.0. Damn, John. My bad. Nah, John's probably about three. You know I read what's on the slant.
No, that's my bad. I forgot for a second, but that was me. My bad.
There we go. John's probably had about two or three of them out, but he'll go over his mock draft as well. And then Area 45 live and local Sean Pajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago coming up after Texans All Access. All right. One of the things that jumped out to me when I saw the signing of Jalen Petrie is, one, happy for Jalen Petrie. Shout out to Stafford's own as he got paid. A good dude, one of my favorite players. I think, honestly, just in terms of dudes, like Damian Pierce and Jalen Petrie are probably a couple of my favorite guys on the team. They're just good. Will Anderson, CJ, but those two guys really just you know, it's just, you just root for those guys, man. They just seem like really cool dude. Son, untuck your shirt, man. They seem like really, really cool dudes. But one of the first things that came to me was, man, they are serious, serious about this defensive side of the ball. They have extended everybody on this side of the ball. They have extended Derek Stingley. They have extended Danielle Hunter. They've extended they've extended Jalen Petrie now. They've added DJ Speed. It just feels, Luke, that they have a – maybe I'm off on it, but it just feels like they have a different approach on the offense as opposed to the defense.
Agreed. Absolutely. And, you know, when you look at the commitments made on this roster, they have been more on the defensive side of the football than the offense, not only this offseason but long-term. And, you know, I said the number earlier, but if you look at contracts for 3 years and beyond – three quarters are on the defense. If you go to 4 years and beyond, 80%. Now, look, that's long term. A lot can change in the next couple of years. Obviously, they're going to have to make a big commitment, we assume, to C.J. Stroud if he bounces back this year and beyond. But, yeah, and I think part of that, it could almost be subconscious. But I think when you have a defensive head coach, DeMeco Ryans is so ingrained in that defense, and I imagine those are his guys. I don't know how involved he is in the offense, if he's in the meetings, if he's working with the offense during practice, so on and so forth. And you want to keep those guys because that's who you've been working with and that's who's running your defense. And this defense has been good. I'm not opposed to extending the guys that they have, but it's a little bit out of balance, out of whack, it seems, based off of their actions.
You think they realize it?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you have to. I feel like I could see DeMeco maybe not really realizing it until he sits back until someone says, like, hey, you know, we got a lot of this on defense. You know, I kind of explain it to him. But I don't know. I don't know if, like, Nick Caserio is sitting there thinking. I mean, I guess you have to realize. Because I do more on offense.
Because I guess in my thought process, I find it hard, like, if DeMeco Ryans wanted to get, like, all right, man, we got to fix our front four. Mm-hmm. We got to fix our front four. Like, that's the big problem on this team is on the edges, on the end. We have got to fix the front four. I just don't think if he came out and said that's the number one thing we got to fix, Luke, that we would see defensive linemen on the front four that would be the equivalent of Laken Tomlinson or Ed Ingram. Like, right? Like, they went out there and they said last year, hey, we got to fix the front four. And they went and signed Daniil Hunter and gave him damn near a fully guaranteed contract of $50 million. Like, that's one of the best in the game. They went out and signed him, right? Like, so that's that. Like, when you look at that, it's just like, I just don't think that's what he would do. He said, oh, we need some linebacker help. I think that offensive line and receiver is much more of a priority than linebacker. He went out and got a starter in E.J. Speed. So it just does, just by the look of it, feels like they look at it differently.
It's true. You know, they say most decisions are made about you without you in the room. You know, like when your bosses decide they're going to move on or they're going to hire whatever, you're not usually in those conversations. And so, yeah, if D'Amico's having those if he's the one in the room, like the defense has that advocate in DeMeco Ryans, who obviously carries a lot more weight than any sort of coach on the offensive side. I mean, shoot, they just got rid of their offensive coordinator. So when you're sitting down and you're talking about that, or when DeMeco even thinks about what we need, to your point, you know, he might come to Nick, hey, we need this sort of linebacker. All right, let's go out and get it. We need this, where he's not necessarily thinking so much on the offensive side. And so many defensive coaches, too, just like to run the football and play defense. Like, they don't even worry so much about, we need these three receivers or we need these weapons on offense. They think, no. We're going to win with defense. Offense will be its thing, especially if you have a quarterback like C.J. Stroud. Like, just take care of the football, and we'll take care of it on the defensive side of the football. That's how we're going to win games, play lower scoring. So I think that might be also part of his thought process as well, that he's not thinking so much, like you just laid out. He's not thinking so much of, like, oh man, we need another weapon in the passing game. No, it's, you know, what can we do to improve this defense? Because that's how he's spending his day. That's what he's working on. That's what's front of mind. And even as I alluded to, if it's subconsciously, you get out of balance here, where you sit back and think, like, oh, we're making all these moves on defense, but we got to address the offense.
That's why, Luke, I am not going to be shocked at all if he sits there and he goes, oh my God, look at that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Defensive tackle.
In the first round?
Oh, my God. Oh, I got to have him. I got to get my hands. Listen to what he could do to this defense. Oh, my God. I got to have my hands on him. We can get Tyler Booker in the second round or something else. I got to have him. Like, I can see. I mean, obviously, I don't think Tyler D'Amico talks like that. Maybe he doesn't have that sound. But I think he can do that. By the way, let's get to T-Mill's best bets before we do that, Tyler. I think that poor young lady who is stuck with the box wine just walked in, Tyler. I feel poor young lady who is stuck with the box wine.
Wow, very good. You spotted it
out. Oh, yeah. I could see that connection. You lit up like a Christmas tree.
Okay.
As soon as she rolled in, I saw that. Please, if you get that girl box wine, Luke, I'm going to hunt you down and I'm going to find you. All right? You could at least go over to HEB. They've got a $12 to $16 section that you could at least explore. Box
we know
wine.
It well, yeah.
Like, she is clapping her hands.
All right,
T-Mill, give us your best bets. How are you going to make some folks some money tonight?
That's right. It has been yet another profitable week thus far on best bets. We're in the green, 65% success rate thus far. Keep it going on a Friday night. I got 5 baseball bets for you. And if you miss any of these as I list them off, you can check it out on my Twitter, @TMillRealDeal. I post it there as well. 5 bets. First, hometown squad, Stros. They are back in action on the diamond at Daikin Park tonight against the Angels. I'm on their money line. Next, the big man, Yordan Alvarez, over 1.5 total bases.
He gets You're bound to get this.
He gets a double, you win money. Obviously, homer, money. Next, Brewers, +1.5 at the Diamondbacks. Next bet, Padres, -1.5, hosting the Rockies. And lastly, an over for you, Giants at those Yankee turds. Over 8 runs tonight. Those are your 5 bets. Any of those y'all like? Any of them that you hate?
I like the Giants and Yankees over with 8 in Yankee Stadium. I'm with you. I would keep pressing my luck with Yordan getting more than a damn single in the game. Like, I would press my luck with that. So I can ride with that. He gets a double, he's in. So I like those two.
I like to think the Astros can get a win against the Angels of all teams.
Man, these Angels, man.
Let's go get it, Dan.
Yeah. I just think you know these Angels, Tyler. You know these Angels.
I know them very well.
All right, we appreciate everybody who came out. We've had a great time here at Spectators. You can still come on out, man, as the Astros will be on TV, the Rockets a little bit later on as well. For Luke, who did a great job, Tyler, as well. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. I feel like Roger would just start hitting people. Tyler Milner, is that Johnny Cash on the shirt, Tyler?
Nah, man, that's a little B.B. King.
Oh, a little B.B. King. Wow, way
live from the Cook County Jail.
Good God almighty.
The sun in your eyes.
To mix up Johnny Cash and B.B. King. Where are you on the first date, Roger? Are you, like, would you give a gift? Would you give flowers? Where are you at on this?
No, he's right. You don't have to bring anything now because the girls bring it. They bring it to you.
Bring it to you. What you talking about they bring it
no,
to
they,
you?
No, they bring you something, so then you're obliged to make that car payment down the road. They pull you right in, man.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.